Hey y'all, welcome back. It's Jade with the Sassy Southern Witch Podcast, your fierce, feisty, and most of the time politically incorrect hostess with the mostest. Hey! Alrighty, so this is going to be a part one of, I don't know how many parts, of a mini-series that I'm doing about sexual trauma and sexual abuse. So, this is your trigger warning. If you would not like to hear about sexual trauma or abuse, I would suggest that you skip this mini-series. And if not, as always, I hope you enjoy. So I want to start out with a quote that I actually saw on Facebook, and I could not wait to share it with you guys. It really hit home for me, and I think that it will help many people, or many people can relate. So here goes. Finding yourself is not really how it works. You aren't a $10 bill in last winter's coat pocket. You are also not lost. Your true self is right there, buried underneath cultural conditioning, other people's opinions, and inaccurate conclusions that you drew as a kid that became your beliefs about who you are. Finding yourself is actually returning to yourself, an unlearning, an excavation, a remembering of who you were before the world got its hands on you. And that quote is by a lady named Emily McDowell. And the second one that I wanted to share, I do not have the author, so if you have the author, feel free to chime in and let me know. If not, then we're going to leave this as an unknown person. It says, I didn't grow up having role models. I grew up having people that I didn't want to be like and seeing situations that I'd never want to be in. Not all of us are dealt the right cards, but that doesn't mean that you can't reshuffle the deck for a better outcome. And again, that quote is by someone unknown. These two quotes really hit home for me, and I think that they would be a great way to start off the miniseries as well as this episode, because it's the exact track that I want to go down. This is about self-healing and about overcoming your past and not letting it define who you are and put you in a box to where you can't escape, both as a witch and as a woman or a man or whoever, just as a human in general. So these two quotes really hit home. They describe me in a way that only another pained individual will truly understand. And magic restored my trust in myself after many different traumatic events that I had in my life. But most importantly, whenever I dealt with my past as a sexual assault victim and, being on drugs and being a prostitute in the streets. And becoming a witch empowered me and taught me self-love. But one of the hardest things for me to work past is the concept of working with gods. Still to this very day, working with a male deity makes me uncomfortable. So what do? You just don't work with a damn god. Seriously. No bullshit. Either you can look at it as one of two ways, and this is why Wicca was not for me. Another reason and 50 reasons why Wicca was not for me is because there's a male and a female deity, and it's very, it's kind of sexual if you look at the past original pagan rites and rituals, and it kind of triggered me and put me in a very uncomfortable place. And so, one, I tried to remove the gender, like, completely. And I tried to look at it as, like, this universal being. And then I just said, you know, to hell with this. I'm going to do what I'm comfortable with. This is my craft, my way of going down my spiritual path. And I just simply started focusing more on the female goddess aspect of it. And that's really okay to do. If you have a bad past, and that's one thing that's deterring you from the craft in general, or if you don't feel like, if you feel like you're less than a witch, don't be discouraged. Your craft is not failing because of it. You're not less than the next witch who's practicing with gods and goddesses. Eventually, maybe one day in your life, you'll be comfortable, but still to this day, I mean, I've been practicing for over 10 years, and I still don't really work with gods. I honor them, and I occasionally give them offerings, but besides that, as far as like hands-on rituals and calling upon them or praying to them or anything of that nature, I don't do that, and that's really okay. You simply tailor your craft to your life, every piece of it. You accept yourself as you are and don't define or punish yourself because of what's happened to you. It was a life-changing and a painful piece of such a bigger picture. You're amazing, you're a survivor, and you're a fierce witch. So, I'm going to end this first podcast because it is a little mini-series. I'm going to keep these short and sweet so that we don't dive too deep too quickly. I would love to hear your thoughts about this, or if you have a story to share, I would also love to share your stories. You can remain anonymous. You can email me at witchesslounge@gmail.com, and we can correspond there, or you can look us up on the Sassy Southern Witch on Facebook. I have a closed group there where you can private message me and remain anonymous, but I'm looking for the stories of sexual survivors and, you know, create a healing plan for us that have been through some shit that we just can't shake off sometimes, because it's okay to get down in the dumps about it. And I feel like there's power in numbers. And if we can reach one another, especially through this podcast, because it is growing, thank you guys, we can really make a difference in a lot of people's lives. So, hit me up. I would also love your support to keep the podcast going. I want to try to get a little bit better equipment. So in order to do that, anything you could donate would be great. If not, then just shoot me a line, leave me a review, rate, like us on Facebook, share our stuff. And until next time, guys, holla.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.